My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel of Adam Shaw. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. But I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful, it's true. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do. 'Cause I'll never be with you.
Beautiful by James Blunt. This is BBS Radio, and we're on Vocal Profiling Live. Heather, why did you choose that song?
Hi, Sherry. That's got to be one of my favorite songs of all time. Who could not listen to that and think that was a wonderful song? He sees her in a crowded place, and he just thinks she's beautiful, and he's just admiring her from afar. And don't you like to think that some stranger just looks at you and finds you beautiful on the street?
That would be awesome. Why do we start the show with music? When did we start doing that?
I think we've always done that, haven't we? We kind of have a little bit of theme going on.
I can't remember. You know, we've been on the air 2 years now?
Yeah, we have. A little bit over 2 years, actually.
Well, thank you, Tall Blonde Heather, for being on the show with us. We're with you for the next hour. I'm your host, Sherry Edwards, on Vocal Profiling Live. On this show, we ask our listeners to call in. We record their voice. Doesn't matter really what you say. You could moan or laugh or just make noise. Well, vocal noises. And we use the sounds that are coming through your vocal cords to create a wave file, well, like a music file of your voice, and we run it through our magic computer program. So we hope that people will call in. Heather, do you have those numbers?
I sure do. In USA and Canada, you can call in toll-free at 888-228-4494. Worldwide, call in toll-free 877-489-6350. And if you can't reach us there, call us directly at area code 530-776-5154.
And they could also reach us at radio@vocalprofiling.com. Heather, the show today is kind of a hodgepodge of different things. I want to talk about our Chicago show. We've been inviting people to that for the last month, and some of them showed up.
It was amazing. We had even some of our practitioners I didn't know was going to show up just all of a sudden showed up there and said, surprise, and that was wonderful. And for our practitioners listening, I want to thank you. It was great seeing everybody. Chris, Tommy, Jill, the Learys, Liz, you guys were great. Thanks for all your help. And Larry, too.
Did you see what Kevin is the odd one, what he posted on our forum?
I didn't see that. What did it say?
He said, Tommy said he wasn't coming, Liz said he wasn't coming, we weren't coming. But all of a sudden, all of them just kind of converged.
It just showed, yeah.
He says, I think we have an implant.
Yeah, Janet was saying the night before, they were just talking about it and said, hey, let's hop in the car and drive to Chicago, and that's what they did.
It was awesome. We had three booths,
mm-hmm.
And we had a thing going on that we've been talking to you on the show about. We had a computer program called Nano Voice, N-A-N-O Voice, which is just a little mini program of our big invoice that we've been doing for people here on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we were giving it away. We had a marketing person who's working with us call us up and say, you can't do that. You can't give that away. You got to get their phone number. You got to get their email address. You got to get something.
And Sherry said, watch me.
Yeah. If we're going to give something away, you're going to give it away. And this is so important, that people know that if they give us a sample of their voice, we can give them back a printout, and it tells them things about themselves. Maybe not things that they don't know. Sometimes people argue with us, but most of the time their friend will say, yeah, that's really true. But what's surprising is their voice provides information about them, and we've created this computer program that can do that. And in order to convince people that this is real, we did a little marketing survey, and what came up was people won't believe it until it happens to them. And so that's why we decided to create this little program so that they can use it, download it for their own computer. Heather, you have the address where they can download that, don't you?
I sure do. It's nanovoice.org, nanovoice.org. And it's a download. There's no strings attached, like you just said. It's great fun. Everybody had a blast with this.
And there's a manual for them?
Absolutely. They can download that as well. It's real simple. It's fun to use. Completely compatible with Windows XP and Vista.
We had a guy call today who really upset me.
I couldn't figure out what the problem was with that. Who still has Windows 98? I mean, come on. I said, well, no wonder.
So XP or Vista, either one. And there's a little bit of problem with Mac, isn't there?
I think it does work if they set it in compatibility mode, but we recommend a PC.
Okay, and BBS had this on their front page.
Mm-hmm.
For a couple weeks anyways,
and thank you guys for doing that. We had an awesome response to that.
And one of the things that happens here, even with people who work with us, and Heather's a consultant here to the company, unless you use it, you don't believe it. Have you ever gone through it before?
Through what you do, Sherry, or through the class? Is that what you mean?
Well, through what we do.
When you drug me in? I did. You remember when I first started and my heel was hurting me so bad for, oh gosh, 2 weeks, and I was limping around, and you finally drug me in and said, sit down, we're going to fix you. And within, 30 seconds, my pain in my foot was gone.
And how long did you endure it?
A couple weeks, anyway.
And right before the show, you said you had a headache, and I grabbed you.
Yeah. I've had this headache for 2 weeks, and every time I think it goes away, it comes right back. And Sherry said, okay, we're going to fix this. She took my voice print real fast, sit down, put on a couple frequencies, and I was like, oh, wow, this is really nice. And I don't have a headache anymore.
Well, it also showed us that your progesterone, which is a hormone, is really low and unbalanced, and so we need to get you some of that, too, so add the nutrition to it.
Okay.
So we did a little bit of this for people in Chicago. How many people do you think showed up?
Jeez, wow. Through the doors, 6,000, 7,000. It was amazing.
They weren't all at our booth, were they?
It seemed like it. I think our booth is probably, if not the most busiest, then right up there, because we always had a line. I kept waiting for that lull so I could go to the bathroom or go get a sandwich, and that never really happened. But, yeah, it was great.
And there were some really famous people who stopped in.
Gosh, yeah. My personal favorite was getting to meet John Gray, the author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and I thought he was a very nice guy.
Very soft-spoken, very gentle kind of guy.
How you would picture him. Mm-hmm.
You know, and he had a problem with his ankle, and we were putting frequencies on him. And he was like, oh, this is tingling all over. This is wonderful. So we hope he comes back and gets some people trained.
I posted a picture of him having his voice print done with
awesome.
You.
Awesome. Yeah. On BBS?
On BBS, our show info page. Uh-huh.
Okay. There was also Sherry Tenpenny was there.
Yeah, she was great, wasn't she?
She was a speaker, too.
Yeah. Let's see, what's her new book?
Before You Do Vaccines or something like that.
Yeah.
Before You Have Your Child Vaccinated.
That's it, yeah.
She is a staunch supporter of health freedom and not getting these vaccinations. And she's going to be on the show, isn't she?
Yeah, she's going to be on next month. We're excited about that. It was great to finally get to meet her because I've been working on getting her on our show for about a year now. And I know she's a busy woman, but I think meeting her in person really helped that cause there.
Well, when we said to her, the person who works with you, the other doctor, she's the one that came to us to help with her pup disease. She said, oh, you're those people.
Yeah, she said, oh, okay, I know who you are. Yeah, absolutely.
Followed us back to the booth.
Yeah, I think so.
She got her nutrition stuff done.
She did.
You know, it is just so honoring to have these people who are so famous and so well-known for the wonderful things they do to just come and hang out at the booth.
I know. Come to me and ask me questions. John Gray asked me questions. I was very excited. You know what? I don't even know. I was starstruck. I just looked at him and I said, hey, you're John Gray. He says, yes, I am.
Were you starstruck when Kristen showed up at the booth?
Actually, she looked familiar, and I've seen the show a couple times, but I couldn't place where she was from.
She's on the Mole.
She's on the Mole. Dr. Kristen. I can't even pronounce her last name. She's gorgeous, isn't she?
Oh, she is.
A neurobiologist, neuroscientist / supermodel.
And she hung out for hours. She came back 2 or 3 times just to hang out with people there.
One of our next new practitioners.
She was taller than anybody there.
Including Bill, your husband.
Just legs, gorgeous legs, gorgeous face, gorgeous hair.
Everything, yeah. Gorgeous and a very nice person, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, the other one that came to the booth and followed us to our presentation and followed us back from the booth and we went out to dinner was Clinton Millen.
Yeah.
He is a lobbyist for health freedom.
For years, huh? Decades, maybe.
Decades. Yeah. And he is absolutely enthralled in, with what we do. And for those of you just joining us for the first time here on BBS Radio, I need a drink. I'm losing my voice here.
Yeah, Clinton was a very nice guy. He came to our booth with his grandson. And he said to me, he says, I've met the future. Sherry's the future.
Awesome. I've met the future. For those of you who don't really know what we do and how this show came about, we run an institute here in Ohio called the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology. Heather, we could test you on that Pepsi you're drinking.
Oh, you're not supposed to mention that. That aspartame puts holes in my brain. I was told over the weekend. I'm going to cut down.
It really has been associated with multiple sclerosis.
I know.
We'll work on that for people.
Okay.
But that's the kind of thing that we do here at the Institute. We can test you before you drink this Pepsi, and then afterwards and show you, is it affecting your body or is it not? Because sometimes it isn't. And the idea of it is, the FDA tested aspartame and said it's safe, but for some people it just totally
just isn't.
So we test things like that. We bring people in. Like last week, we had a recheck on a guy that had macular degeneration. This was his 3rd or 4th visit to us, and he came in the beginning with his grandson who drove him and kind of helped him up the steps because he couldn't see steps. Mm-hmm. He couldn't hardly see doorways.
Yeah, it was bad.
Big holes in his vision. And this time he came by himself, drove hours to get here through traffic, and he had his glasses in his pocket.
He was not wearing his glasses. And I said, how are you doing? He says, look here. And he pulls his glasses out of his pocket. He says, I don't need these anymore.
And macular degeneration is incurable. And the statistics say 265,000 people, new people, every year are diagnosed with macular degeneration. Mm-hmm. And we've been able to help people reverse it. And we can't say we cured them. We just gave them the frequencies that their body needed to reverse the disease.
Right.
You know, what we do is much like a vitamin. If somebody gives you vitamin C, it's not the vitamin C that's going to heal your cold. It's what your body does with it. It's what's already there physically. It's what all your emotions combined with how your biochemistry works. And it's what your body does with it that helps you reverse the cold. And that's kind of what we do with frequency. We present people in a room with low frequency sound, just like music. It would never be called music. I shouldn't have said that. Because it's just like really low, low frequencies. And we found that we can provide those to people through their skin. The brain picks them up and sends that frequency to where it's needed in the body. It's like when you take an aspirin. How does an aspirin know where to go? Did you have an earache, a toothache, a muscle ache? But the aspirin knows where to go because there's a receptor site where pain shows up. So that's where the aspirin
is.
And it blocks those pain receptors to the brain so you don't feel the pain anymore. But pain really is good. It tells us not to keep doing that
right thing
again.
Exactly.
And that's one of the things that Clinton Miller is fighting for us to be able to keep our nutrients as nutrients, not as drugs. And one of the things I talked to the audience about in my speech there, and the title of the speech is Frequency a New Medicine or an Ancient Mystery Revealed? And I think in the speech that people found out it was both, because this is, comes from way back when. We'll talk about that a little bit. But it also is very new because we've been doing research with it all along. So he came to the speech, and he was awestruck by what we could do. And I asked the question, you know, if we lose in Congress, if we lose our freedom to have vitamins, and only a doctor can give you nutrients, and then the next step is going to be only a doctor can prescribe your food, it's just getting to be totally ridiculous. I said, what are we going to do? He said, one, we're not going to lose. He said, you don't know me very well if you think I'm going to lose. And two, I think I just discovered an option so we never have to lose, so we always have an option to what's going on.
Choice.
One of the things I talked about was an article, here it is on my desk full of papers, that a company called Medicure, and it's an LLC, has done research on B6, and they've taken the three active forms of B6, and they've made a drug out of it, because they said it's very important for gestation and our DNA, and those issues should be regulated by the doctors, by the FDA, by HMOs, by insurance companies. Insurance companies should be able to dictate whether or not we have a good gestation, you know, we grow good babies, or whether or not our DNA, they're going to be able to choose who lives and who doesn't. Now, I'm mad. Can you tell?
I can tell.
So what I did, since they have petitioned the FDA to take this off the market, I went in and I decoded all these bioavailable, bioactive forms of B6. So if this comes to pass, and they've already done the petition, and there's nobody out there with any money to fight it. I mean, we're just fighting codex all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
We're spending so much money and so much time using people up, really, to fight this, that there isn't much left to create the option.
Yeah, sure.
That if it does fail.
Right, right. And they have the big pharmacy companies have all the money. They have the millions of dollars to back, and the lawyers. And, you know, what is it the common people have?
Well, I think, Larry Trevieri thinks, too, that the drug companies are creating the diseases.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that in a minute. As soon as I get off my soapbox about this B6. So I went out and decoded all of these forms. So if this law comes to pass, we can give you B6 by frequency. I'll read something that happened last night. This was written by Ricky Davies, and she sent it to us, and you'll see the connection here in a minute. We've had Ricky on the show, haven't we?
About
homeschooling,
mm-hmm.
and the new food. The new baby is a month old, beautiful and peaceful, but the scar from the C-section is causing me pain. It's hard to bend over. It feels like there's ice water in my veins, and it hurts to change almost any position. I couldn't pick up my 2-year-old, and that was a task that I missed out on because there was a lot of great snuggling going on. I was out of my pain medications and didn't have time or the inclination to get the prescription renewed. I asked her about that, and she said she just didn't want to take any more medicine. She was afraid of her liver and what was going on with that. Mom, she's meeting me, came to visit and noticed my pain. Normally, she would take a vocal sample, but she didn't have a computer with her. I'm all the time forcing my kids to do this stuff. And I just didn't feel like going to the office that late at night to have a print taken. She thought she might give me ibuprofen, something I had taken orally before to help with the pain. She looked it up on the internet and decoded it. It did nothing for the pain. She tried to look up other medications, but my internet was so slow, she decided to drive home to use her computer to find an appropriate medication match. She found Lortab, which immediately sparked my memory that Lortab was what they had given me in the hospital. And I just went in and put C-section, surgery, pain meds. And this came up, how I found it. I set the frequencies she had decoded in the sound generator that we keep at our house always, and immediately the pain was gone.
Wow.
I need to keep the frequencies on to keep the pain at bay, so when I turn it off, the pain comes back in a few minutes. She's going to make me another tone box that may have different frequencies to help sustain the effect. When we were growing up, I think my brothers, sisters, and I missed out on a lot because my mom was forever working on this bioacoustic stuff. But I can see now that her passion for helping people is leading to an incredible advancement in medicine. We missed out, but the world and the future will certainly benefit from her efforts. Isn't that a neat thing for her to write this?
That's really neat.
She said, I think you could use this in your stuff. But, you know, I had to have a meeting today with the attorney over this because I'm not sure we want people to know this.
What's the drug company going to say when you can offer drugs through frequency? What's going to happen?
And they have the effect that we need.
That's amazing.
How much money did they make on Prozac last year? Like
millions, if not trillions.
So if we can have one of these little machines for people and have a list, okay, here's a pain for this, a pain medication for that, and people can just dial it in, what's going to happen?
The drug companies will crash, be my guess. And the people will take back their own power of choice.
Well, they're certainly making us crash. How much does it cost for a family, for insurance, health insurance, for a week if you're not with some big company?
Wow. More than I can afford, I know.
We had some companies quote it us, just Bill and I,
mm-hmm.
and yes, we're over 60, but it was $400 a week. Who can afford that?
I don't know.
That's more than your groceries cost. That's,
yes.
Not more than your
you
rent.
You can't afford to get sick these days.
I just find it incredible that we can offer this nano voice and allow people to monitor what's going on in their body. And that's what Clinton Miller was talking to me about, that this is an option that he wants to embrace and set it up that way. So God forbid it fails, that we can't have access to nutrients, or God forbid that this Medicare get B6 taken off the market. You know, what I think's happening is they couldn't get Codex passed. They couldn't get all this stuff passed with, you know, taking things off the market, although they got some,
mm-hmm.
like melatonin at one time and tryptophan at one time. So they're trying one vitamin at a time. These are food-based nutrients, especially if you're going to go with a company like URI International, because they're all food-based. And the a lot of the Nature Sunshine stuff is food-based. Maybe it is all food-based. I don't know. I haven't studied that as much. But if we start allowing them to regulate food-based nutrients, I think we're all in trouble.
We are.
You know, but at the same time, Heather, is this company in trouble? No, this company is the savior,
mm-hmm.
is the option that allows people to take one of our little machines and tune in whatever that we've decoded for them. And a lot of it is based on how you present the sound. We use a frequency. We use a special formulation to make the brain take in the frequency, and we use something called a cue weight, which is the activator for the frequency. It's not just a frequency put in a machine. It's not just like tune in something to Rife or tune in something on some kind of frequency generator. This is a specialized formula that we found that allows the brain to take in the frequencies and use them and spread them throughout their body. We had a young guy in here, his name's Willie Crumb, and he's been with us for several years. He was a tetraplegic, no neck, no arms, no legs. We asked him first what he wanted to do. He really wasn't verbal, but
right.
he could sign to his dad a little bit, yes and no, and blah, blah, blah. So we asked him what he wanted to do, and he said he wanted to quit drooling. And I touched his chin and his face, and I couldn't feel any frequencies. And that's how we got the sounds for the muscles of the body. And I turned to his dad, And I said, are you Willie's biological father? And he was kind of offended by that. And he said, yes. I said, can I touch you? He said, where? I said, I just want to touch your chin to see if I can get a frequency because I can't feel any frequencies running through Willie's face muscle.
Is it because he was paralyzed?
It's because he was paralyzed.
Okay.
And so I touched Bill's chin and I got the frequencies and we put him on the machine. And we have this on video. In less than 20 minutes, Willie was opening and closing his mouth. And at that point, his father, who was the head of Project Train for the governor here in Ohio, was convinced that we really could do something, and he's been a supporter ever since.
Yes, he has.
But we've been finding more and more frequencies as we work with people who are paralyzed, you know, stroke victims and people like that. And then being able to help Willie learn to stand up and to walk and use his arms and his hands. That's an awesome thing for somebody who's been in that kind of trauma, whether it was an accident. Well, Willie's was an accident. He got beat up in a just absolutely senseless gang.
The terrible story.
They should do a movie about him.
Mm-hmm.
That's an incredible story.
Mm-hmm.
But it's things like that that can give people hope, and it's things like that that Clinton Miller listened to, and people in this audience who were just on the edge of their seats about what was going on and how all of this got developed. And I think part of that was going back to, we are serious about this. We are serious about bringing this to the public. We are serious about giving you an absolutely free program so that you can do this for yourself. And you know, Heather, sometimes we gave out the phone numbers,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes do you just have a feeling that nobody's listening?
Well, sometimes, although, you know, I start to think that, and then I'll get a call and say, oh, I listened to you last night on the radio, or, you know, I'll get an email saying, great show the other night, and then, you know.
Then it's all worth
then
it.
Then it's all okay.
So if you want to call us and get your voice done so we can take a peek, and we're going to do Heather's here in a minute, the toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 888-228-4494. You know, instead of reading all these numbers, just go to bbsradio.com, and it's right on the front page, all the phone numbers are.
Right.
And we'll do your voice right online, and we won't tell secrets that are incredibly sacred. We might ask you if we can tell the secret first. But, Heather, you just had yours done right before the show. You are already a believer. Have you seen
mm-hmm.
people in a lab when they come here? Have you seen them just sort of go from total disbelief to almost worshiping?
Do you remember Sherry, she was a girl about my age, came in and she was so depressed.
And tired.
And tired, and she cried during her initial appointment.
And her boss sent her here.
Yeah.
Her
yeah. And, you know, I just felt my heart broke for her because she was just so sad. And you did your thing, the initial appointment, and the next day she came back. I couldn't believe it. She was like a new person. She's all happy, and she's like, this is the first night I've had a full night's sleep, and it wasn't even my own bed. You know, the tones just made me immediately feel better.
In her case, it was GABA, which is a neurotransmitter.
Yeah, and Nikki's talked about that on the show.
And the GABA receptors were not open, and you can't buy that on the shelf. You can't buy it from a doctor. They can't do surgery and give it to you. But we can open those GABA receptors with sound and let that neurotransmitter into the brain.
That's amazing.
And a lot of times that's why people eat chocolate, you know, eat the food that will help create
that. That opens the receptors, really?
Yeah, that opens the receptors.
Wow.
So it's awesome. Linda was another one where she couldn't speak. She'd had a stroke.
A stroke, mm-hmm.
And you have those on video, don't you?
I absolutely do. And you can go to our website, NutraSounds.com, NutraSounds.com. We've got a bunch of client profiles on there.
How many websites do we have?
Quite a few. Gosh, we've got NutraSounds for people who are interested in becoming a student or a client. We've got JBAB, which is the Journal of Bioacoustic Biology.
JBAB.org.
Gosh, we've got
HarryEdwards.com.
Absolutely.
And that all drives to the same place.
Mm-hmm.
VocalProfiling.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we design these websites for different aspects of what we do. The person who wants the research, the person who wants the experience, the person who wants the freebies. So there's a lot of posters and videos and charts And isn't there actually audio downloads too that people can get?
That's linked up on Nutrisounds as well.
What one is that?
Doorway to a New Medicine.
Isn't that available by video too on Amazon?
We've got a DVD, and that's all about Sherry, and she tells us what is bioacoustics and how she got started and how it really is the future. It really is, as Clinton Miller said.
You had me come to your studio today, and there was a guy there, and he said he was going to ask me 4 questions. I never asked, what was that about?
That is Ben Powers. He is my intern for the film school at Ohio University, and he would actually be my 4th intern here. And I need all the help I can get with media around here, and he's great. He's actually doing a video, Bioacoustics Simply Explained by You, and we're going to post it on YouTube and on our websites as well. And this is going to be his senior thesis, too.
So Heather just told me where to go and where to sit down and ask questions. Oh, what kind of power she has.
Get in here. Bring your makeup. Curl your hair.
You know what kind of power she has. Go in there and say that. So will that be available to the public, or are you just going to YouTube it?
He's going to come back next week, and he's going to give us a rough cut, and then we're going to go over that and see what we think and fine-tune it a bit, and hopefully we'll be ready within the next 2 to 3 weeks.
I think it's absolutely awesome that these local video schools, well, Hocking College is one and Ohio University is the other, that these departments are sending people here to help us get these videos done and help with Doorway to a New Medicine. There's 2 more of those coming out. So I didn't like the Doorway to the New Medicine because it was me sitting there, my fat self, and it was before I lost weight. And so
your hair was grayer then, too, which always kills me when I look at that video. Explain that, Sherry.
Well, I am working on an anti-aging project, so if anybody wants to talk about that, I don't have it done yet, but we're going to have a computer program that people can sit down in front of their computer and go, blah, 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 you know, I'm thinking about my aging, I got gray hair now, and this joint hurts. And this computer program will spit them out a report of what issues they have with aging. And I have a sound that really distorts time. And I played that on you one day.
I know.
And I have found that sound reverses aging.
Wow.
And I'm looking at it for wrinkles. I'm looking at it for degenerative joints. I'm looking at it for gray hair you're talking about. But if anybody buys that Doorway to a New Medicine, that's my fat face. I don't look quite that way anymore. But almost. I've not lost that much weight. I think 52 pounds so far.
That's quite a bit.
Well, one of the things you guys said to me the other day, you're going down the hall. I didn't even recognize you're behind.
Yeah. Let's buy some clothes that fit you, Sherry.
I kind of like it, being in this big floppy shirt. It makes me feel smaller. Now, but we were talking about the website, Heather. There was some guy who called. I think he was at Chicago, too, but he called me, and he said, you know, you really need to integrate your website because your sites are not attractive, and I could really do a better job, meaning he could do the better job for us. He was insulting, and he was just a jerk, and we had a couple of those, but this guy was the worst. You know, we're not professional web designers here. We're struggling to bring in a new technology, and we spend our money doing the things we need to do, the important things, like decoding something for your headache and getting a new computer program out. When I started talking to him about this, what did he think we could do about it? Because when somebody presents me with a problem, I just turn it right back on him and say,
give me the answer.
Yeah, give me the answer. He said, even after he harassed and denigrated us and how horrible we were, he said, well, I could fix your website. You know, you just need to pay me. And what I want in payment is to take your classes. And he wanted me to give him a set of equipment and set him up in business so he could fix our websites that we know are okay.
They've worked for us so far. And we are working on new websites, too. We've got a new programmer who's wonderful.
Well, once upon a time, our programmer lived here, and then he moved to another country. and we couldn't get anything changed. We didn't even have the codes to tear down the site. So things got a little out of hand there, and we started another site. And finally, he saw the light and started giving us permission to deal with our own site. I'll never do that again. But think about this. This guy comes to our booth. We're working hard to serve the community. We're giving away a freeware computer program that took us thousands of dollars to create because we care about people and we want people to have that. And then he turns around and deliberately denigrates us for his own benefit. You know, and I took this to meditation, and I wrote something, and I'm trying to find it here. Did I give you a copy of that, Heather?
That's your keynote.
Okay, this is what it's what came out of meditation. That one of the most despicable things in the universe one human can do to another is to deliberately attempt to make someone feel bad or look bad in order to benefit for themselves.
I wondered where you were going with that. You emailed me that.
I just think this guy was, well, the word's despicable here, that he would, you know, just pounce on us. So we know that our websites aren't 100% what we want them to be. But think about it. Would somebody rather us work on a website or work on restoring someone's site?
Yeah.
Or helping someone out of pain? We choose to help the people. So those of you who want to help us, if you want to volunteer, you are very welcome to do that. We love people who come and volunteer, like your people in the lab, your interns.
Oh, they are wonderful, yep.
And a lot of our practitioners come and volunteer, and they volunteer to do classes. And we have classes nearly every Sunday, except on...
Speaking of which, our next preview class...
And this is a free class.
And all can be done online, and Sherry does this herself, is Tuesday, July the 8th, from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the next one after that is Wednesday, July the 30th, from 6 to 7. And how you get enrolled with that is you can call the office at 740-698-9119, and you can ask to speak to me, or, you know, whoever answers the phone will be glad to help you, or shoot me an email directly at heather@vocalprofiling.com.
And what happens in this course is they go online with us. There's a little pre-thing they go through to make sure their computer's able to do this and that they have the right stuff downloaded. And we pick the first person that comes online with
uh-huh.
us, and we use them as our guinea pig, and we do their evaluation right there online, and we tell them about their personality, and we send them the report. And for anybody who wants a report, an invoice report, because sometimes I think people are reluctant to be exposed that way on the air. I'm just leaning back and checking to see if we had any email here. We've got two emails that come in. I need to look at those. Okay. So they can take these preview courses and sort of get a little idea, and we'll give them the nano voice right there if they want to do that, or they can go download it themselves. Did you see people's faces when we were at the expo and we handed them a disc of this program? Their jaws dropped.
You know what I got, which I thought was funny, is I give them the disc and I say, here you go, here's your nano voice program. And they're like, what do I have to do? And I'm like, nothing. I just gave it to you. You put it on your computer when you get home. Really?
Do you think people are going to think it's worth anything?
I think once they try it, they absolutely will.
Are you going to put anything about this nano voice giveaway on YouTube?
Absolutely. We're going to have to create that. Guess what, Sherry? Another video from you.
So you can put the link there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if they want any of these schedules or schedule of the big classes, they can go to our site, thenutrasound.com.
Mm-hmm. All there.
What we're trying to do with this nano voice is to get people interested in not only the output of these reports, but become a part of what we do in taking all of this information to the public. We talk about we can help people get rid of multiple sclerosis. We can help people get rid of rheumatoid arthritis. Boy, those were two awesome videos you did.
Yeah.
But really, we created a monster there because everybody wants to be seen, and we don't have enough people to do it.
We always need more practitioners, always, from everywhere.
We are scrambling right now even to build more labs here so we can have more people here to train and to take care of people. Because people call us and they say, I'm really interested in the nutrition I need. Can you do my vocal print? And yes, we do. And sometimes if we got a really clear connection, we can do it over the phone, or they can send us a WAVE file if they want to be absolutely accurate about what's going on. When's the next professional class that we're going to do?
It's coming up really, really soon. It's going to be July the 14th through the 18th. That's going to be on-site or online, and that is the Level 2 that allows you to become a certified bioacoustics practitioner.
Okay, and we have a new class, too, a two-day class, because that class teaches you how to set up a practice so that you can see people, you can give them sound, you can help them with muscle issues, you can see what's really going on in their brain by way of the frequencies. Because the brain is the central processing unit that has all of these frequencies and neural networks and all these frequencies running around in the nerves. And we have a way to intercede and help the body do what it should have done in the first place. And that's what we teach people in that week-long course. But we needed a way to let people get into this in a gentler way. Because with the economy the way it is, and there's always going to be sick people, so we're always going to have clients.
Yeah.
I mean, we're scheduling a year in advance now, and so are a lot of our practitioners. So we're begging you, please get involved. And we had some people that donate some money to us. They couldn't get involved, but they donated money. So we have some money for matching scholarships for people.
Which is great. We weren't expecting that opportunity, but I'm glad we can offer that.
But they sort of have to apply and how this will help us, because that was one of the stipulations. It has to be somebody that will help us do the research, that will help us train people that we think would be a really good practitioner. So you can't get these matching funds just by saying you want them. You kind of have to earn them by saying what you're going
to
be doing for
what
us.
I'm willing to do. We are primarily a research facility. Research is ongoing at all time. I mean, our database is huge at this point. Added new things every day.
And being able to help people. I mean, how many people are interested in anti-aging?
Me.
You're really young, Heather.
I will be 40 in February.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't look that old.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Sometimes, today I feel that old.
Well, you know why you feel that old?
Why? Oh, are you going to talk to me about my Diet Pepsi again?
No, I'm going to talk to you about the keynote I did for the show.
Okay.
Do you want to read it?
Okay, the keynote for today is D sharp. The frequency associated with D-sharp deals with the body's ability to create energy from an internal source. Oh, I see. So if you're feeling a little draggy today, it's not your fault. All right. I hadn't read this before. Talking some extra vitamin B3. Niacin might help, huh?
Taking. I think that's a typo on my part.
Okay.
Sorry, I just handed that to you.
Talking about niacin. Okay.
Well, stimulates your energy cycle, your Krebs cycle.
Okay. And how we do these keynotes depends on the frequencies that are bombarding the Earth from outside our atmosphere. And Motorola has been monitoring these frequencies for years, really, and found that they are cyclic. 24 hours, moon cycle, 30 days, and sun cycle, what we call a year. That's really neat. Like the moon affects the tides. So the moon affects the water in our body. That makes sense. And other issues going on today deals with replenishment of nerve sheathing. Some muscles might be hurting, dull aches, or even restless legs.
Is that happening?
Well, no, but I tell you what, I know a lot of people that have restless leg syndrome. That's really interesting. So the organ in stress today is adrenal, so tempers may be short, free-floating anxiety might pop up. but just remember it isn't really you, but just the universal forces of frequencies at work.
Something must be building, clanging and banging in the background. I don't know what that's about.
The virus that is active today is the papilloma virus.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, I could get on a soapbox about
that. I know. I've heard that soapbox piece. But you're right.
They're giving these shots to middle school kids. Why are they thinking that middle school kids, I mean, we're looking at 12, 13, 14 years old, are sexually active and need a papilloma vaccination?
We're talking the HPV vaccination. I don't know. I don't really understand that myself. And what scares me is I have a 13-year-old son. I mean, I don't want him to get shots for things like that. That's ridiculous.
Well, it's designed for the girl for cervical cancer, but they're suggesting the guys take it.
The boys need it, too.
You think this might be some kind of giant conspiracy to render everybody...
the pharmaceutical industry, absolutely.
Yeah, to render everybody sterile. You know, Larry Trivieri, and we've had him on the show many times, he says the pharmaceutical companies are creating the diseases along with the food companies, genetically modified foods, and things that they're putting in the foods or taking out of the foods
mm-hmm.
that are really making us ill. Like, he suggests strongly that one of the big wheat growers has taken thiamine out of the wheat. And when you take the thiamine out of the wheat, then all these immune system stuff pop up. I used to look at enriched Wonder Bread,
mm-hmm.
and I looked at the ingredients. They took out 18 ingredients. They put back in 12 of them, and they called it enriched. Boy, what is this banging? There can't be somebody out that window.
That's the roof out the window.
Nobody can be banging out there, but that's incredible.
But Wonder Bread, you know, is designed for kids.
Yeah, they advertise it to children.
It's like McDonald's hamburgers. What kid does not eat McDonald's hamburgers and the hormones in today's America's beef?
Well, just look at what's going on with the codex and the modified foods. Do you know that the United States doesn't want it on the label of a genetically modified food that it is a genetically modified food? That's crazy. We're eating something unnatural and they're not going to put a label on it? I mean, we're all going to have to...
Would you buy that if it said genetically modified?
No, I wouldn't. And that's the
there
reason.
There you go. There's your answer, yeah.
Well, right back to anybody... or whoever controls the health controls the people.
Right.
We had a lady in here that had migraines. She was taking migraine medication. That gave her stomach ulcers. The stomach ulcers caused some kind of digestive problem. And that medication caused this. And she was on 11 medications. She came to us because she said, I just feel like I'm a walking zombie.
Right.
This one puts me up and that one puts me down. This one makes me... pliable, that one makes
this one makes me go to sleep, this one wakes me up.
Yeah. Do something. And we did her vocal print. Heather, it was a muscle. It was a tight muscle in her neck.
And that's all it was?
That's all it was. And it relieved her of 11 years of migraines and stress. You know, and then they had to wean her off these pills because you couldn't go off them cold turkey.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It is nuts.
That's totally nuts. When we can take a vocal print and we can look at what's going on in people's body through their mathematical matrix. You know, and I think long ago, people used to be able to do this automatically. They still talk about it in Marlo Morgan's book about Australia, It's Mutant Messages Down Under. And she was a chiropractor, and she went on a walkabout with these aborigines. And one of the guys fell, I think on a rock or something, and had a green stick fracture, which means the bone was sticking out. And these people gathered around and started humming to him. And she watched that bone set itself and start to heal. Now, what did these guys know from just what was passed down for them from their forefathers? What did they know about healing that we have totally
forgotten? Mm-hmm.
And I think the earliest writings about this might be the writings about Pythagoras, that he heard sounds. You know what that is? Those are firecrackers banging around out there.
It is the 4th of July tomorrow. You're absolutely right.
That's what's popping around here. And we're like, how are we going to do this show with all that stuff going on out the window? So back to Pythagoras, he heard sounds from everything. He heard harmonics from everything, and people just thought he was kind of a fruitcake, a nutball, and that's what they thought about me when I first started hearing sounds. You know, and if somebody had told me everything that was going to, how this would be entailed and how I would have to spend the rest of my life doing this and I'd have no life of my own, half the time I wouldn't get paid, and I don't know that I would have done it. But something was driving me. And then Sylvia Franck's book came out because so many things happened that I did not understand. And when she wrote in her book that there were modern keepers of the Holy Grail and that this work was part of bringing those mysteries back to the people and putting them in the hands of the people, then I knew where this stuff was coming from. I knew what was driving me. And, you know, and Kevin Leary talked about that when he said all these people were converging on Chicago, all these mm-hmm. practitioners that really didn't have any inkling that they were going to go to Chicago. And they just came together as a family. And I think this is some kind of genetic memory. I don't know if I'm part of that Templar family, where this came down through genetics. And I think I'm more aware of it because of how I was raised. I was raised in a corn crib. We had no electricity. We had no running water. And so I was really close to nature, much closer than I wanted to be, I think. But, you know, I was enjoying it at the time.
Yeah.
And a corn crib has very wide slats so that the corn can air. And I remember them hunting cardboard and asking for cardboard boxes at the grocery store so they could nail them over those holes. So that'll tell you what kind of environment
wow.
I was raised in. But I could hear the sounds. I could hear the sounds of the grass and the flowers and the carrots and the mussels. And that's how this came about, with being able to get mussel frequencies. And that's how we've continued mm-hmm. to get mussel frequencies and to know what's going on. And then they were tested at Ohio State University with Willie that we were talking about. You know, you think that your brain has a sound and that the brain has a thought, and that frequency of that thought is sent as an impulse through the nerves, and, you know, you can bend your finger. Mm-hmm. But we found that with Willie, if we could make these sounds hit the skin, it got on the skin and then the muscle, and send the impulse back to the brain.
Wow.
So we're doing things backwards, but it was
it works.
Totally working.
Yeah.
So this is what we want people to join us, to help us bring those ancient mysteries back to the people. You know, you've heard about it in the Da Vinci Code movies. Well, it's here. You don't have to go through many different countries and churches and look for the numbers and stuff. It's right here, and it's right under our nose. It's our mouth. It's our voice. don't we have a press release that talks about that? The answer to the bird flu might be right under your nose.
Yeah, actually we do, and that's been out for a while. You'll find that on Nutrisounds as well.
So is there a section of press releases that people can
under media. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So this idea that there might be some kind of big pandemic, you know, people are thinking about that the elections are going to be stopped because of a big pandemic or some attack on us again like 9/11. Well, if it's the bird flu, if it's the bird pandemic, get in touch with us. We have these things decoded. We can train you to show you how to do this. Our goal is to train at least one person in every community. You know, we get one person in New York, we're in trouble. But we need people to train so we'll be ready to have an option. Change does not happen readily unless there's some big scientific study going on.
Catastrophe. It takes a catastrophe for big change to happen. But
Katrina? Yeah?
The healthcare system is a catastrophe right now, in my opinion.
But they're trying to convince us that it's okay. They're trying to convince us that we're all right. And the proof of if a system works is if it helps. and we have more autism, more heart disease, more insulin resistance than ever before. And it's not because we have more people. We have more percentage of people who have these diseases because we have bad food, polluted water. I mean, look at that guy that came in here with emphysema, and it was the bottle his water was in.
Who would have thought that?
Causing the problem. You know, and we have written a press release to every BBS host, and it's talking about freeware, this nano voice for your for their audience. And I'd like to read what you guys wrote because I think it's great. It's not likely that you'll be surprised by what the nano voice software reveals about you. What will be surprising is that a computer program can tell so much about you from a tiny sample of your voice. And we've proven that, and we want people to look at that. So we totally, totally encourage you to go to nanovoice, nanovoice.org, download your copy, and if you're so inclined, call us back and tell us what you think. And we are certainly going to try to get you involved and get you involved in our courses, because we need to spread this word. We need to provide this option to the public that we're here. And we've done it without being part of Duke University or the Mayo Clinic or John Hopkins. We've done it because we love, we have a love of humanity, and we want them to be free of absolute dictatorship of our medicine. We need, we want to be free. And on this 4th of July with firecrackers bouncing.
In the background.
In the background, yes. Not only free as a country, which we're fastly losing that, but I thought a lot of the other hosts would be talking about freedom and Ron Paul and all the great stuff going on there. Well, I thought we would talk about freedom of medicine. One of the things we didn't talk about that we need to is we have a program called BioDiet, and it helps you lose weight. And the biggest part of it is your voice, your new weight loss weapon. And you have a download for them. We did an evaluation on Kirstie Alley, and she's all the time being hit on about her weight. We know why Kirstie Alley is having trouble losing weight, and every week now we're going to take another actor or actress that's overweight. We're going to do an evaluation of their voice, and you posted this, haven't you?
That is actually on BBS, our Vocal Profiling Live show information page. There's a link right up at the top. If you click on that link, Kirstie Alley's BioDiet profile, you can download it right there. And
did you read it?
I did. This is really interesting. So this her weight gain is not her fault.
Absolutely. It's her biochemistry, and she has her serotonin is so unbalanced, and we could help that. So anybody out there who has any influence over Kirstie Alley or her agent or any of her friends, show her on bbsradio.com under our site. How do they get to our site?
Just go to bbsradio.com, station 2, Vocal Profiling Live, and then our show information page.
And most of the time, your weight is not your fault. If your body is in good working order, it will not gain weight. And we want people to help us take this to the public, help us teach people, take it to communities. We have a 2-day training program and marketing program for people who are interested in taking this BioDiet program to the community, to their community. And, how many people do you know that's overweight?
Half of the people I know are overweight.
And look at the little kids now. They're waddling. They're as wide as they are tall. We have to do something about this. So please call us about this BioDiet program. We'll help you take it to the public. We'll help it. I mean, you use it for yourself. And who are you going to do next week? Is it Delta Burke, or who's scheduled for next week for their BioDiet?
I think we need to do a man because, you know, there's just as many men out there who are overweight as women. How about James Gandolfini?
I don't know who that is.
Sopranos, or maybe John Goodman. Roseanne Barr's TV husband.
Okay.
So we'll try that.
So we're going to be doing this and training people to do it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Get in touch with us, Nutrisounds.com, or call the office, 740-698-9119.
Help us make a difference.
I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what you do.
Where would $5,000 per week take you? Discover the exact details of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.